Would you please stand for the reading of God's Word? We're going to read our passage this morning as we finish out chapter 15 of Romans. Romans 15, 22 to 33. Romans 15, 22 to 33. Lord willing, we'll finish this book by the end of the year. And this greatest of books in the Bible, and that's the greatest book in the Bible because it most clearly articulates the gospel. So follow along with me as we close out this chapter as a former persecutor of the church who was radically saved by the Spirit of God, regenerated, knocked off a donkey on the way to Damascus, and became an apostle of Christ, writing to a church he'd never visited. He did not plant. We'll find out about that today. He says this in verse 22 is the reason why I've so often been hindered from coming to you. But now, since I no longer have any room for work in these regions, and since I've longed for many years to come to you, I hope to see you in passing as I go to Spain and to be helped on my journey there by you once I have enjoyed your company for a while. At present, however, I am going to Jerusalem bringing aid to the saints. For Macedonia and Achaia have been pleased to make some contribution for the poor among the saints at Jerusalem. For they were pleased to do it, and indeed they owe it to them. For if the Gentiles have come to share in their spiritual blessings, they ought also to be of service to them in material blessings. When therefore I have completed this and have been delivered to them what has been collected, I will leave for Spain by way of you. I know that when I come to you, I will come in the fullness of the blessing of Christ. I appeal to you, brothers, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to strive together with me in your prayers to God on my behalf, that I may be delivered from the unbelievers in Judea, and that my service for Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints, so that by God's will I may come to you with joy and be refreshed in your company. May the God of peace be with you all. Amen. And so concludes the reading of God's inerrant, infallible, authoritative, eternal, and sufficient word. May he give us not only ears to hear it this morning, but hearts that eagerly and willingly obey it. You may be seated.